There is this certainty in Christianity. If you ask every sincere religion, Muslim or any other person, they can't tell you what will happen tomorrow. I'm serious. They will now fall back by God's grace. Amen. The grace is that we are saved eternally. You are sure from now that eternally you are saved. That is the grace of God. That is the grace of God. You know that here that you are, he said, as we are here, so is he in heaven. Hallelujah. So, glory to Jesus. So there is this certainty that we have. There is this assurance that we have. Pastor Joy talked about victory assured. Hallelujah. The victory, it has not come yet, but you know that even though it comes, you have that victory. It is an assurance for you. Glory to Jesus. This is what we enjoy. Glory to Jesus. So you have to be grateful for this. Hallelujah. That your tomorrow is safe. Your next tomorrow is safe. Your eternity is safe. Hallelujah. It's not by God's grace. You are sure that it is done by God's grace. Come on, glory to Jesus. Glory! Shalabaros! Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's have our seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Our tomorrow is saved. Yeah, it's saved. Not it will be saved. It is saved. Ha, glory to Jesus. So we have that assurance. Amen. We have that assurance. Hallelujah. Today we'll be looking at the ministry we have received. The ministry that we have received. I really wish Brother Shewin is here today. On New Year Day, we got a video on WhatsApp where our beloved brother was pounding yam like a machine. And just to intimidate us. And out of my, you know, benevolent, I just had to call and say, hello, everybody, how are you doing? And Brother Shewin told me that this is the ministry that they have received. Amen. I said to pound yam or to eat. He said both pounding and eating. That is the ministry they have received. I said, okay. So today we'll look at the ministry that we have received. Amen. So that is where it came from. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Bro Jude as well. Amen. So, the ministry that what? We have received. The ministry that we have received. While teaching on Victory Assured, the first section today, Pastor Joy talked about all requirement we need for the supernatural ministry we have received already. Isn't it? That there is no one born again Christian or a believer that can say he or she does not have the Holy Ghost right inside of him. Amen. So the qualification, the requirement for that ministry, we have received it at where? Salvation. Amen. Amen. In fact, that is actually what salvation is. That a man believed in Jesus, and what happened? He received of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the believer is the one that have received the ministry of what? At salvation. The believer is the one that have received ministry at salvation. Ministry at salvation. Amen. Ministry at salvation. Pastor told us in Career in God, he says the call of God comes to man at where? Salvation. The call of God. God called me in this vision, in that vision. We keep that aside. Generally, the call of man comes to what? Call of God comes to what? Man at where? Salvation. So once a man receives salvation, in that package called salvation, there is also ministry. Hallelujah. There is also ministry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Are we there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 15. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. So I will take 15, take 16, and we'll get to 20. Amen. So verse 15 says that, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. Verse 16. Verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18. Let's read it together. Verse 18 says, and all things are of God, who had what? Reconciled us by where? Jesus Christ, and had given the ministry of reconciliation. So verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in man, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Glory to Jesus. Verse 20. Hallelujah. So he says, now then, we are what? Ambassadors. For who? Of Christ. Of Christ. And we know what ambassador is, isn't it? Isn't it? Good. So an ambassador is the one that takes place of another in another country or in another place. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you want to talk to the Trump, maybe the U.S. president, where do you go to today? You go to the U.S. embassy, isn't it? To meet who? The ambassador. Hallelujah. So if you are talking to him in the same capacity, what are you doing? You are talking to the president of that nation. Hallelujah. Amen. So, pastor says something in that series again. He says, the same process God uses to reconcile us is the same process he used and gave us ministry. The same process God uses to reconcile us to himself is the same process he used and gave unto us ministry. That is why verse 18 says, and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. He didn't stop there. He went further in verse 19. He said, had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Hallelujah. So we have the ministry, we also have the message. Hallelujah. We have the ministry of reconciliation, we also have the message of reconciliation. So at salvation, what happens to us? We receive the Spirit of God into our heart. What happened to man at salvation is that he did what? He received the Spirit of God into his heart. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5. Let's see what happened to man at salvation. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. I like that sincere answer. No, sir. Are we all there? Good. So Romans 5, verse 5. We're going to read together, please, loud as you can. One, two, go. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The Holy Ghost is given unto us at where? Salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. Verse chapter 1, verse 22, he says that, who had also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in where? Our heart. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4. We're going to open a lot of scriptures today. So please prepare your mind. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our heart, crying what? Abba, Father. Verse 7 together. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God. Through where? Through Christ. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I want us to read this one together. Amen. Verse 13. Together, one to go. In whom ye also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Amen. So the qualification for the ministry that we have received is the Spirit of God that we received as salvation. The qualification for the ministry that we have received is what? The Spirit of God that we have received at where? Salvation. Amen. So all the requirement needed for ministry is received where? At salvation. All requirements, whatever you need that is important, that will aid you to do ministry, is already received as salvation. Hallelujah. And that is why the Bible calls us what? Able ministers of the New Testament. We are called what? An able ministers of what? The New Testament. We are also called ambassadors. That means you are qualified to become an ambassador. Hallelujah. Are you getting this? You are qualified before he said what? You are what? An ambassador. Amen. You can't just pick anybody from the street and say, go and represent the nation. Amen. That means that person must have what? Been qualified. And that qualification is what? The Spirit of God that we have received. Hallelujah. So go back to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be you what? Reconciled unto God. Chapter 6, that same 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. And let's see how Paul addressed us. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, we then, as what? Workers, together with who? Together with who? With him. Beseech you also that you receive not the ministry of God, of the grace of God, in what? In vain. Hallelujah. So Paul called them what? Called themselves co-workers. Why did he call them co-workers? They were believers. Hallelujah. So if you are not working, you ought to work. And if you are working, that is why you are called what? A co-worker. Hallelujah. Are we together, Moses? Okay. So 1 Corinthians again. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Are we there? Let's read together. One to go. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, and ye are God's what? Building. We are what? Laborers. Laborers are also what? Workers. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, what does this ministry that we have received entails? What do we have in that ministry? What is it about? What does it entail? Is it about entrepreneurship? Yes. Let's understand this clearly. Because I've met several people where, you know, there's this idea in the church where they will tell you, you have a calling to do this. I don't know. I'm not familiar with them again. You have a calling to... Please, somebody help me now. Why are you pretending? To the business world. Mosaic sister. Amen. Someone is to the business world. Another person is to the relationship. To the marketplace. See their life. Gospel comedians. I like that. Do you understand? Okay, the government. Yeah, and the economics too. Yeah. Education. Do you know, children ministry, all of that. Hey. Can you imagine? Babe provider. Amen. So, you hear a lot of things. And this has become a norm in the church. Do you understand? So, what does this ministry entails? You see a motivational speaker. He says he's called of God to motivate men. Are you getting the point? We have a lot of things. So you see a pastor, his emphasis is the business. Business world. The business. Business world. And all of that. He doesn't preach anything. Just the business. The business. Thank God for Easter though. If not, we will not hear the message of Christ in any churches. Most of the churches. Hallelujah. Amen. So please don't look at me that way. So let's see the scripture. Let's check through the scripture. Let's know what does this ministry entails. Let's be sincere with our heart too. Amen. Mark chapter 16. Mark 16. Mark 16. So I want us to pay good attention here, please, because we are going to say a lot of things here. Mark 16, verse 15. He said what? From verse 15, he said, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach what? The gospel. To what? To every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall what? Recover." So, from verse 15, we saw a clear mandate. Jesus gave a clear mandate to his disciples. He said, "Go and preach the gospel." He didn't say, "Go and preach gospel." Neither did he say, "Go and preach." He said, "Go and preach the gospel." There is a definite what? Article. The gospel. So it's like saying, if I say, "Go and bring the car," that means we have talked about a particular car before. Before I'll say, "Go and bring the car." If I say, "Go and bring car," does it make sense to you? There are many cars everywhere. But once I say, "Go and bring the car," that means there is a particular car that we have discussed about before. Hallelujah. Amen. "Go and bring shoe." It could be any shoe. Hallelujah. In fact, the worst one, "Go and bring," that is the worst one. Hallelujah. So, but when I say "go and bring the shoe," that means you know the shoe. Hallelujah. That particular shoe. So there is an emphasis attached to it. Now, imagine if he just said "go and preach" without saying the gospel. What would have happened? Hallelujah. What would have happened? That means he just gave an instruction without a particular direction. Amen. We call that scalar quantity. You are just there. No direction. God forbid though. So if you had just said, "Go and preach gospel," oh God, you would have heard another thing again. Hallelujah. That would have caused a lot of problem. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Amen. So assuming he's just said, "Go and preach gospel," you know, there will still be a problem. Like, the question will be, which gospel? Which of the gospel? Because we have a lot of gospels. Now, why I'm saying this is that a lot of believers, particularly, have attached their talent to their call into ministry. Are we correct? They have attached their talent to their call into ministry. So because you are very good with, you know, the keyboard, so it's a direction towards what? The musical what? Ministry. Hallelujah. Because you are good in bringing bay and bull together is another direction to where? The relationship where? Do you understand? Ministry of reconciliation. Hallelujah. You see, there is a lot of things that we've heard. Because you are good, like Brother Tim is doing with the business world, that means it's a direction towards what? The economy. Because you are good, like Stephen back then in school campaign, thank God, I pray that you didn't win, and you did not win. Because you are good in that direction, what happened? You are now called to the politics, nation builders. Do you understand now? That means everybody will come up with what? His or our own gospel. Hallelujah. But Jesus gave a clear mandate. The gospel. The gospel. The gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So by saying the gospel, like I said, if I say the car, we have said something earlier on before I said the car. Isn't it? So by Jesus saying the gospel, that means there is something that must have prompted him to say the gospel. Something happened for him to say what? The gospel. Please get this. I'm not against your talent. Hallelujah. The gospel. Okay, let's see. Let's take go back a bit to verse 14 and see what happened. Amen. Okay. From verse 13 of that same Mark 16. Are we there? And he said, and they went and told it unto the residue, neither believe they them. Verse 14 says, and afterward he appeared unto where? The 11, and they sat at meat and unbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him afterward. Afterward, he was risen. Afterward, he was risen. Then back to verse 15. What did he now say? And he said unto them. That means the clear mandate given to them came as a result of what? The resurrection of who? Christ Jesus. For Christ to say the gospel, he has resurrected. Hallelujah. That is what prompted what? That instruction to go and preach what? The gospel. The gospel. So that means the message must be about what? His resurrection. So if you can connect entrepreneurship to his resurrection, that means you are smart, which is not even so. Hallelujah. Are we together? Are we together? Okay. Now, go to Matthew 28. Let's see the same account again. Are we there? Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. Or let's even start from verse 18. Let's see what happened. Are we there? Now, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in where? Heavens and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of Jesus, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the world. Now, this is another instruction to go and teach what? The gospel. Isn't it? Now, what prompted that instruction? Now, back track to, let's say, to verse 16. Beat back to verse 16. Then the 11 went away into Galilee unto a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, what happened? They worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus spake unto them. So were they doubting before? His resurrection. So by seeing him, what happened? That means he has what? Resurrected. Are we together? So, verse 18 instruction came as a result of what? 16 and 17. They saw him. He was resurrected. Hallelujah. So, the gospel, what would they teach about? About what? His resurrection. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. So, just follow me. I'm just going somewhere. Just follow me. Amen. Now, go to John chapter 20. Are we there? Okay. Now, John chapter 20. Let's take from verse 16. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Verse 17, Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended into my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, verse 20, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw him. Then Jesus said unto them, peace be what? Unto you. As my Father has sent me. What happened? Even so send I what? You. And when he had said this to his brethren, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive what? Ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit. Oh God. We have a great privilege. That means that is why the believer can actually limit God. Look at what he said. Whosoever sins ye remit. What happened? They are remitted unto them. And whosoever sin you retain, they are what? Retained. What is he talking about? Preaching of what? The gospel. So what led to that? His resurrection. Are we together? Are we together? His resurrection led to that. So, okay. Finally, let's look at Luke. Luke 24. Are we there? Luke 24, verse 18. Let's start from verse 18. Okay. I think it's a long read here, but let's just see. 18. And the one of them whose name was Cleophas, and answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and had not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning who? Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deeds and what? Before God and all the people. And how the chief priest and our ruler delivered him to be condemned to death and what? Have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside this, all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also our company made us astonished, which were early at well, the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, what is that indication? When you don't find his body, what has happened? Resurrection. When they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he is what? He was what? Alive. Hallelujah. He was what? Alive. And certain of them which were with him went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the woman had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, Oh fools and slow of what? Hearts to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter what? Into his glory. And to enter into what? His glory. Now, the point I'm trying to make, of course, is a long read. Go to verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the word which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms concerning what? Me. Then open he their understanding, that they might understand what? The scripture. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to do what? To rise from the dead the third day. And that what? Repentance and remissions of sins should be preached in his name among where? All nations, beginning at where? Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of what? These things. Hallelujah. So, this thing came as a result of what? His resurrection. So, it's a clear fact. I'm not against teaching, or we are not against teaching entrepreneurship. In fact, I've attended seminars like that before, but of course not in the church. I'm not against relationship series. I've never done that. That is your problem. I'm not against political or whatever. But you must understand something. If what you are teaching is about Jesus, then the message must be about what? His resurrection. Hallelujah. No sentiment. If what you are teaching is about Jesus or in the name of Jesus, then it must be clear that the message must be about what? His resurrection. We'll see why. Hallelujah. It must be about his resurrection. Don't come and teach entrepreneurship in the name of Jesus. Abba. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, see Paul's instruction in the 2 Corinthians 5. Go back to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5. Now, you would think, of course, where verse 17, where he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, all things are passed away, behold, all are become new, and then say, Lord of that, we have received the message of this disease. It's not just a word. Something has prompted that. See, it's a pattern in the scripture. Once you see, go and teach. Check back, you'll see something about what? His resurrection. It's clear. Now go to verse 14 of that 2 Corinthians 5. He said, for the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all what? Dead. Are we together? What was he talking about there? He's dead, isn't it? Verse 15, together. And that he died for all, that they which should live should not live what? Unto themselves, but unto him who died for them and rose again. And what? Rose again. Wherefore? Henceforth. Verse 17. Therefore, as a result of what? The previous statement. Hallelujah. Who died for them and what? Rose again. See, maybe in the Believer Adventure Part 2, we will not know. If you say you are saved, and you don't even know about the resurrection of Jesus, it's a big question. You know, many are saved because their parents are Christian. You understand? They were just brought up that way. Well, let's not go into that detail. Amen. So, the instruction in verse 18 to 20 came as a result of what? 14 and 15. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the book of Acts. Now, why we need to look at the book of Acts is because the church began from there. So let's see the activities of the apostles. Let's see what they call ministry. Let's see what their ministry entails. The book of Acts. Amen. So, like I said here, I said the book of Acts, it provides us with evidence of when the church began. You see that in Acts 2. When the church what? Began. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Acts chapter 1. I really wish somebody... Who has the Living Bible here? Anybody? Okay, let's just proceed. Acts 1, verse 7. Are we there? Okay. Verse 7. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall what? Shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, unto the uttermost part, of the earth. Now, verse 22 of that same Acts 1. Beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up. From where? From us. Must one be ordained to be a witness with us of what? His resurrection. So the witness is not about his life on earth. The witness is about what? His resurrection. Amen. Verse 25. That he may partake or take part of the ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. So, witnessing about his resurrection was what they call ministry in verse 25. Do you see that now? Do you see that? Go to verse 22. He says what? To be ordained to be a witness with us of what? His resurrection. Verse 25, that he may partake of what? This ministry. So what they call ministry was what? To witness about what? The resurrection of Christ. Are we together? Okay. What I'm saying that is, when you go for evangelism, it's critical. It's critical. For you to say someone is saved, then the message must be about what? His resurrection. If you believe, you believe about what? The resurrection. Hallelujah. Okay. So, okay. Now, why must we testify about his resurrection? Because that is the foundation on which our Christian faith is built upon. Why we are saved today is because we believed about what? His death, his burial, and what? The resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the resurrection of Jesus, the message of resurrection, is what our Christian faith is built upon. No resurrection, no safety. Nowhere. No resurrection, no salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Because what did those that crucified him were after, all those closing, putting army and everything around the, what do they call those things, the sepulchre and the rest, was to ensure that he does not resurrect. Because that is where our victory lies. The resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are we together? So you now see how critical the resurrection of Jesus is important to our Christian faith. Amen. I'm sure some people are believing Jesus now. Amen. Okay. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's hear what Paul says there. 1 Corinthians 15. If I catch your eyes closing, you will stand up in Jesus' name. Since it's no entrepreneurship or relationship now, everybody's sleeping. Well, not here, Sha. Amen. Sorry, I'm not talking about you. Okay, verse 1. We're going to read together. Are we there? Okay, we read from verse 1 together. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you reward. By which also you are what? Saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you are what? Verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also what? How that Christ died according, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according. Do you see the emphasis now? His death, his burial, and what? His resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans chapter 4. His death, his burial, his resurrection. Romans chapter 4. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. From verse 25. Okay, let's read together. Who was delivered for what? And was raised for what? He was delivered for what? Our offenses can be what? Our sins, isn't it? And was raised for what? Our justification. So, his death is for what? Our offenses, our sins. But his resurrection is for what? Our justification. So, what justified us today that you can say boldly, I'm eternally saved, is because of what? His resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see that a lot in the scripture. I will say it again and again and again and again. Let it down on you. Let it down on you. Because what we believe, all the nonsense belief that we've taken, we carried over from where we came from, was being told us again and again and again till your mind accepts it as a norm. So when you now say something that is different, say no, you see resistance. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so the apostles were clear about the ministry given to them. The ministry given to them. So they called the preaching of the gospel the ministry. The preaching of the gospel, the ministry. Let's go back to the book of Acts again. Acts 21. It's a long read. Acts 21. Okay, verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Verse 22, everybody stand up. Stand up, everybody. Up, 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 up. Stand up. If you like, after the service, don't greet me. No wala. Stand up. Acts chapter 2, verse 21. Acts chapter 2, verse 20. So I should sit down now, ba? So let's read, please. I want us to read this. 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 Amen. Are we together? Couple, stand up. God bless you. Now, verse 21. I said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall what? Verse 22. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Verse 24. For David speak concerning him, for I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Verse 26. Now, I'll go to verse 29. Say, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Verse 30. Amen. Sit down now. Sit down. Now, verse 31 says, he seen this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ. You see, the emphasis there is just resurrection, resurrection, resurrection. Resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Verse 32. Okay. Verse 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he shed forth this which you now see and hear. Go to verse 37. Amen. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sin, and you shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many others did he what? Testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untold toward what? Generation. Amen. Verse 42 now says, and they continue steadfastly in what? Apostles, what? Doctrine and fellowship and what? Breaking of bread and in, hallelujah, they continue what? Steadfastly. So this became their lifestyle. Amen. This was not a temporal thing. They continue steadfastly. It now became what? Their lifestyle. I know some people are asking questions. What of work? What of this? What of that? The truth is, every opportunity you have, you strike. You have, you what? You strike. Amen. Amen. I was talking to somebody yesterday, a very young man, and I asked him, which church do you worship? And he said, we don't go to church. It's all this, the school in UK, and a very young boy, secondary school. I said, why? He said, my dad said we have everything. And it's true, they have everything. From the physical, they have everything. I said, so how does that mean you not going to church? He said, what they say in church is, you come to this and you get this. But we have everything. I'm schooling in UK, my younger is in, and all of that. And true, he's schooling in UK and he has everything. Do you see the message now? Now, did he conceive that thing? No. Somebody told him. Amen. You see how serious that thing is now. Somebody did what? Told him. He said, my dad said. Did the dad just conceive that thing? No. Somebody told his what? His dad. That is why the message must be clear. Not to come that your life might be changed and become rich. If it is that, then Bill Gates, who will go and preach to him? Do you understand? So you must be critical about these things. That is the common denominator. The resurrection that you might receive of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Are you seeing how critical it is now? And that has become his subconscious. It's a normal thing. He answers that way. Hallelujah. They have everything. You see, their house is big. The cars, they have it everywhere. They have everything. But what happened? That is the message they have told them in church, and that is what they have conceived. What will happen to that boy's children later on? It's the same message that he will say to them too. Hallelujah. So you can see generation are perishing. And that is why the church, the believer, must rise to say what exactly the gospel is. I stand before a rich man. I tell him about what? The resurrection of Jesus. I stand before the poor. You say about what? The resurrection of Jesus. Not what he will have. Because if you say business, okay, in fact, you are a fool to say business. Because why? Wait. If I say business, you see, some people don't think at all. If I say business, and I'm teaching this guy business, in Nigeria, let's take Nigeria as a constraint or as a factor now. What would Dangote be? The owner of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? Do you get? Which pastor is a businessman like him? Forget that one. His money is not up to him. Are you getting the point now? If you say relationship, you have peaceful wedding, you have peaceful marriage and everything, you just have one wife, oh. I said it that day, that somebody have four wives and is living in peace, no dust is raised. So that person is an expert more than you. If you come to government and the rest, you are the least. We have heard of a lot of people, isn't it, that have done great things. They gave their life to the government. They sacrificed their life for what? The masses. So whatever you are bringing in to men or to teach men as the gospel, if it's not about the resurrection of Jesus, then you are failed. You are not a model at all. Hallelujah. There are better models everywhere. You are not a model. If it's about dressing, to dress well, okay, there are many people that can dress well. They have not heard of Jesus. So tell me, what basis will you use to preach to that kind of people? So it has to be what? The resurrection of Jesus. That is what no man can do to another man except Jesus. Are we together? So you have to be clear about this fact. You must be crazy about this fact. Let people just know you that this is you. Hallelujah. Amen. So because, see, people are becoming more intelligent. Hope you know. The children, I don't know if you have observed that. The children they give birth to now and this. Those days I used to know that a child will take like 1 week before he opens his eye, isn't it? But these days, that day you gave birth to his eye, he's looking at you. You move this way, he's doing this. So the brain is becoming, they are becoming more intelligent. More intelligent. So in become, there's a way they can blend the truth with entrepreneurship. And it will look like the truth. Amen. So now it's not about truth and lie. There is one that looks like the truth. So you should be able to discern. Pseudo truth. Do you understand? Are we together? So the gospel is the gospel. It didn't say a gospel or to go and preach. It says what? The gospel. About what? His resurrection. It's clear. Over the Bible, you can see it everywhere. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, where ministry was given. If you check 9 and 10, he talks about what? His resurrection. Isn't it? His death and his resurrection. Before he now say, he now gave unto men for the work of ministry. That means something happened. Something prompted that. It's over the scripture. It's there. So it's clear. Do you understand now? It's clear. So you can't come and say entrepreneurship. Oga, what do you have? And the most folks, I don't know. It's like the Christians are the ones that are not even intelligent. You are sitting before somebody that is teaching you entrepreneurship and he has no proof to show that he's really in entrepreneurship. You get the point? No proof. I've had a story before where somebody went to, I think the UK to, I don't know, I can't really fathom the story, but he went to, I think, business school or something. And the lecturer that was teaching is as poor as everything. If you see his car, so wretched, everything. And the guy was asking, you are teaching this course and you are like this. Then if you teach me, what will happen to me? Well, you know, if that go to sit down and teach you, you know, that is entrepreneurship. It's called Nabi because there are proof. Do you understand? So the gospel is about what? It's resurrection. You must be mindful of that. Amen. I know I've disappointed some people. That, maybe, of course, they have told you, you come to Christ, you'll be rich. Just go and hustle. Simple. Amen. Amen. So let's look at... So that became what? Their lifestyle. Because they do that regularly. They do that regularly. They do that regularly. You go to work, you meet people. As we are talking, just find a way where you can turn it to the gospel. Just preach. Ask questions. I'm only saying that. Ask questions. You will hear things. Ask questions. Remember when Pastor gave us assignment to go and tell people, I didn't, what? What is born again? And there's another one again now. Why do you think you're a Christian, bro? I think 5-5, something like that. 10-10, online and real people. And of course, my wife asked some question in her shop and it was terrible. She came back and was telling me, I said, you see, you now know that some people are not saved. Okay now. Acts 3, please. Before some people will get scared, don't worry, you are saved in Jesus' name. Amen? Okay. Acts 3, are you there? Are you there? Acts 3, verse 20. I will read to 26. And he said, he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of what? Restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his prophets, holy prophet, since the world began. Verse 22, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord of your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things, whatsoever he shall say unto you, and it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Ye and all the prophets, from Samuel to those and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And verse 25, that ye are the children of prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall what? The kindred of the earth be blessed. Verse 26 together. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son, Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from where? His iniquity. In turning away every one of you from where? His iniquity. You know, this is an opportunity that Peter took. Abi, where he met that guy and what happened? He healed that person, isn't it? Did he stop there? Glory, glory, glory. In glory, glory, glory. What did he do? He used that opportunity to preach the gospel. Do you understand? He used that opportunity to do what? To preach the gospel. To preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to Acts 4. It's there. It's everywhere. Acts 4. Are we there? Okay. Acts 4, 1 to 3. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ, through Jesus, the what? Resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the what? Next day, for it was what? Eventide. Go to verse 10. Let's read together. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from where? Even by him, doth the man stand before you what? Whole. Did you see the point now? Go to verse 12. Read verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must what? Be saved. Do you see how he linked it now? He didn't stop at healing. He took it further toward the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. So when they give you a word, find a way to preach the gospel. When they are celebrating you, find a way to what? To preach the gospel. When they listen to your music, Lord, find a way to what? To preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to 5:16. Are we there? 5:16. There came also a multitude out of the city, ran about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirit, and they were healed everyone. Verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the what? Sadducees, and were filled with what? Indignation. Verse 18. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in where? They were? The common room. You see, they were actually in the face of what? Persecution, isn't it? Now go to verse 26. Let's see if that retard them from preaching the gospel. Are we there? 26. Then went the captain with the officer and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been what? Stoned. Verse 27. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them. Verse 28. Saying, did we not straightly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you are fill Jerusalem with what? Your doctrine. And intend to bring this man blood upon us. Verse 30. What happened? Then. Okay. Go back to verse 29. Let us skip down. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to what? And not rather than what? Men. Verse 30. Then God of our Father raised up what? Jesus, whom you what? Slew and hung on the tree. You see the emphasis. In the face of persecution. Are we together? In the face of what? Persecution. They preach Jesus. They preach Jesus. That means their life is nothing before them. Okay. In Acts 6, of course, we saw how Stephen was killed too, isn't it? Because of the gospel. And yeah, we saw how Stephen was killed. But the idea is, the apostles gave so much priority to the preaching of the gospel. That is what I'm trying to drive in. Preaching of the gospel. Preaching of the gospel. Now, this now boils down to us today. We must take up our responsibilities as ministers of the gospel. You know, we have established that everyone have received ministry already, isn't it? So we must take up our responsibilities as what? ministers of the gospel. Go to Daniel 2, Daniel 12. Daniel 12. Are we there? Now let's see those guys that have given themselves to preaching of the gospel, to evangelism. Let's see how the scripture talk about them here. Verse 3. Are you there? Daniel 12 verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as what? The brightness of what? The firmament. And they that turn many to what? Righteousness. As what? The stars forever and what? Ever. Them that do what? Turn many to what? Righteousness. What is that saying that we're talking about? Preaching the gospel. What are they? They are stars. They shall shine for what? As stars forever and whatever. You know, in every field we have our stars, isn't it? Isn't it? Like in school, you know, among yourself, you know, this guy, the guy is Sabi. Physics, this guy will piss it. Even me, we have them there. What is wrong with you? What is CRS? Do you understand? I'm talking of core subject. You're here in CRS. What is wrong with you? That is not knowledge. You know why? I've met a Muslim who is, I don't know if you know GSS Buhari, Omar Nasco, he can smoke hell. Do you know what he teaches? He teaches CRS, the Muslim. So what do you explain? Is he a star? Do you get the point? So please keep CRS. When we say that guy, we are talking of subject like maths, that guy, for that man, God will bless you. That guy. Literature. Yeah, literature too. Yeah, I respect that one. Until I failed in one interview, I respect literature. It's crazy, actually. Do you understand? So this, in fact, there was a guy then in our school, Alpha, we call him Alpha. We are in 300, he'll be teaching us what is happening in 500. And one guy also calls, this is immortal. How can mortal be teaching this? Do you get the point? They are just stars. Do you understand? They are just what? Stars. In the law, you know some people that are practicing today. When you call their name, you know that these ones are stars. They have excelled. Do you understand? Do you understand? So them that turn many to righteousness, how does God see them? They are stars. They shine forever. Hallelujah. Do you understand now? They are what? Stars. So if you don't preach the gospel, what are you? Moonke. Which moon? Do you understand my point now? So God sees them as what? Stars. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is how God sees them. I'm trying to skip some because of our time. So there's a whole lot regards for those who preach the gospel. God regards them a lot. And one thing we as minister of the gospel must realize is that preaching of the gospel, evangelism, is not an extracurricular activity. I don't know how to put it. You know, inter-sport, good. That means the academics is the core, inter-sport is the extra, isn't it? Preaching of the gospel, soul winning, is not an extracurricular. It's the main thing. That is the desire of God for us as minister. Hallelujah. God wants us to be effective in that area. Because in doing that, what are we doing? We are fulfilling the will of God, the mandate of God on this earth. We are bringing many to righteousness. I said this last Sunday. When a soul turned to Christ, what happened? There is joy. So imagine how many souls you bring in. What will happen? Much joy. And that is why, back to our target again, we must be deliberate. We must be deliberate. We must be deliberate. Let that 25 be ringing in your ears. 25, ring again. 25, let it be ringing in your ears. You must be deliberate. Hallelujah. So that kind of target pushes you towards to do more. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the Bible says in Mark 16, go and preach the gospel, It's not something we do like as how did I put it? What kind of like a die seeker? Hallelujah. Is an action word. You don't sit down in your parlor watching movie or playing here and be wishing, go and preach. Go and preach. Do you understand my point? It's an action word. Go. Go. It's a verb. Go. Go. I hope you are effective in it. Amen. So you don't need to know it all for you to preach the gospel. That is another issue again. You don't need to know it all. You want to know all the realms, all the deep things, all the deep and high things and everything before you now say, hey, now I'm ready. You know, like, you know, remember, imagine every time if pastor comes back and start teaching, you will now be wondering, So all I knew before, I never even start. So if you are going to follow that kind of tendency, do you know you will never preach? Because every day you hear another thing. Hallelujah. But you see, there is basis. What did you hear when they preach to you? That is if they preach to you. Hallelujah. The same message, the same, communicate to others too. So you don't need to get all the details to go and preach. Just go. When you meet somebody and the person is trying to take you to another, Oga, the scripture says this, shall you are saved or you are not saved. This, don't go far into argument. And that is why, of course, you go with somebody that is a bit better. Hallelujah. And avoid long argument. Just avoid it. It's not necessary. Are we together? So you don't need to know all for you to what? To preach. Believing the gospel is enough qualification for you to what? To preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Believing the gospel is enough qualification for you to preach the gospel. Amen. Okay, we are close. We'll finish very soon. Trust me. Now, God's greatest desire is that all men be saved. 1 Timothy. God's greatest desire is that all men be saved. Everybody must know that here. God's greatest desire is that all men be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. Who will have all men to what? Be saved and to come to what? The knowledge of the truth. John 3:16. Open. Don't assume you know. Open. Yeah, pastor assistant, I heard you. Open. Don't assume you know. So I will deal with you. Let me finish here. 16. For God so loved what? The world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, what will happen? Should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That is the desire of God, that men should have what? Everlasting life. 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, as some men count what? Slackness. But is long-suffering to us, what? Is not what? Willing that any should perish, but that all should come toward repentance. That is the desire of God. Hallelujah. So, inviting people to church is not evangelism. Get that too. You go and tell them, this is my church. This is this. Come to my church. You'll be saved. That is not evangelism. Giving tracts, those are the ones I hate most. Giving tracts, all this, they will have many tracts and then give. They just give you and walk away. What is that? You get the point now. It's not evangelism. Hallelujah. Preaching the gospel is what evangelism is. You go there, you preach Christ. That is evangelism. Hallelujah. That is what evangelism. Hallelujah. Amen. So, to know the gospel again, you know eternal salvation, you know from beginning to end, you know everything. That does not save men. Hope you know. You know it all. It doesn't save men. It's to go out and preach that saves men. So you must be effective. You must go out to preach. That is what saved men. Are we together? That is what saved men. You know everything. They say this, you are good. They come to this, you are good. They come to this, you are good. Evangelism, you are not there. There's issue. Amen. So going out to preach, like I said, is what saved men. Romans, quickly, we're about to round up. Romans chapter 10. Are we there? We look at this last time. We said from verse 12, for there is no difference between the Jews and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, what will happen? Shall be saved. Verse 14 together. How then shall they call on him in which they have not what? Believed. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not what? Heard. And how shall they hear without what? Now read verse 15 together. And how shall they preach except they be what? Sent, as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must not, in doing this, we must not also forget the focus. That means if I'm saying preaching, you know the emphasis. The emphasis is what? The resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. The resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. So let's look at, to conclude, Luke 24. I have like 10 scriptures more to conclude. Don't give up. It's not over. Finally. I just said one finally. Are we there? Luke 24, verse 25. So, I think we've read this today, Abby. Yeah. Verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of hearts, to believe all that the prophet has spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Go to 44. Are we there? And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophet and the Psalms concerning what? Verse 45. Then he opened he their understanding that they might understand what? The scripture. Verse 46. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus behoved Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day. Verse 47. Verse 48. Finally, verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until I endue. Hallelujah. So, what are the clear facts there? They talk about his death, they talk about his burial, and talk about what? His resurrection. Hallelujah. Now, let's see one thing again. Acts chapter 10. Acts 10. You know, this place is one of the funny places in the scripture. You know, this is where Peter got received a vision, isn't it? To go to the house of the Cornelius and to do what? To do what? To preach. But observe Peter. He was just talking. And observe what happened. I love this place so much. Verse 36, of course. Okay, 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of a person. But in every nation, he that feared him and walked righteousness is accepted with him. Is that what they sent Peter to go and preach? Okay. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. That word, I say ye know, which were published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Peter was just, forming. Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all they that were what? Oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witness of all these things, which he did both in where? The land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, which they slew and hang him on a tree. Did you see? All these things Peter was just saying. Was it what they sent you to go and say? Now pay attention. Verse 40. Him, God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all of these people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us. That means he's talking about them. See Ephesians. Who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead? And he commanded us to preach unto the people and testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be judge of the quick and the dead. To him, look at this now. To him give all the prophet witness that through what his name, whosoever believed in what in him shall receive what? Now see what happened for 4. While Peter spake what? Yet spake those words. What happened? The Holy Ghost fell on them, which had what? The word. You know, he was just saying. But once he mentioned the remission of sin, before he even finished, what happened? The Holy Ghost came. You get the point now? Hallelujah. So Peter was just saying all those things. But when he mentioned the fact, the remission of sin, what led to the remission of sin? His restoration. As he mentioned that fact, what happened? The Holy Ghost came. You see the point now? So those are the facts of the gospel. He's dead. His burial, and what? His resurrection. Once you preach without this fact, nobody is saved. Sorry to say. Nobody is saved. Once you preach without that fact, nobody is saved. Once they preach to you, and they didn't mention this fact, you are not saved. Sorry, you might be saved before now. But that time, you are not what? Saved. I know how the world is so free. Somebody can just be seated and right in his heart, he just believed. He's saved. He might not even know that he's saved. Hallelujah. So the gospel, see, is as simple as anything. It's good news. It's glad tidings. That is the desire of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the summary of what? The message. Jesus rose from the dead and is glorified, standing at the right hand of God. Jesus rose from the dead, is glorified, standing at where? The right hand of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to Acts. Okay, if you look at the life of Philip now, let's see what Acts 8. Are we there? Acts 8. You know, we do a lot today in Acts 8, isn't it? Therefore, verse 4, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. What did he do? He preached Christ unto them. Verse 12. But when they believed preaching, the things concerning what the kingdom and the name of the Lord Jesus, what happened? They were baptized, both men and what? Women. Verse 25. And they, when they had testified and preached the word, what happened? Of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages and in many villages of the Samaria. Verse 26. Take 26, everybody. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of the Ethiopia, an eunuch of a great authority under Candace, queen of what? Ethiopian, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to what? Verse 28, was returning and sitting in his... Read what? Verse 29, then the Spirit of the Lord, go near and join thyself to this chariot. 30. Verse 31, and he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and see with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to be what? Slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is what? Taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? What happened? Verse 35. And preach unto him what? Jesus. Hallelujah. He did what? He preached unto him Jesus. Jesus. So I want to conclude here. He preached unto him what? Jesus. If you check all through the scripture, Acts 13, Acts 19, Everything Paul was saying was about what? The resurrection of what? Jesus. This is the ministry that every one of us have received today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the ministry that every one of us what? Have received today. So I write here, the scripture remains the basis of our faith. The scripture remains what? The basis of our faith. Not our experience, not our intellect, not everything that we get to know from another people. It is what? The scripture. Remember 1 Corinthians 15. When Paul was saying all those words, he said what? According to what? The scripture. Hallelujah. So any other thing anybody else preach that doesn't contain this fact cannot save any man. If it does not contain this fact, what happened? It can't save what? Any man. Faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is what saves a man. Faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is what saves what? A man. And this is the same ministry of reconciliation that we have received today. Come on, glory to Jesus. This is the ministry that we have received. Faith in the death, in the burial, and resurrection of Jesus is what we have received today. Hallelujah. So as you go on preaching the gospel, ensure the gospel is about the death, about the burial, and what? The resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection of Jesus. It's not entrepreneurship. It's not relationship. It's not government. Neither is it economics. No. It is what? Death, burial, and resurrection. These facts are key. They are key. This is what saves us. This is what can save any man. Hallelujah. Can we be on our feet? This is what saves us. This is what can save any man. This is what saves us. This is what can save any man. Oh, glory to Jesus. Come on, express your thanks to God and how yet you are going to be committed to this message. This year is a great year for us. We are going to be committed to this message. Yes, as we go forth, this fact about the gospel is what we'll put in our mouth, is what we'll use to declare men salvation unto men. Oh, Zeberondo Sokotole Brundo. Rando zopoposh kapatale lelelebosh rehetis go bando lolobosh shakatibo rahatis govoroduske nerundo supopush kapale leleleshka. Come on, speak in tongues. Rahadesh, eligo mbombolobosh shatatisko regobondo lugudobodo shakatibolo. Reka bondo skipi lehigo bondo laboridi erondo zuzuzudi rigedibidi shatandili ragadidi mo shatatask legabosh kaparosh kabirush. Oh, declare your commitment that Lord, I will be committed this year. I will be so committed this year. Rega bondo shagadausha. It shall be a great year. There will be great commitment, great commitment, great commitment. Come on, speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. You have the Holy Ghost. You are filled of the Holy Ghost. We speak. We are praying the will of God concerning our life. We are praying the will of God concerning our life. It's not experience. It's not experience. It's about this fact. His death, his